Well, I guess we better date the tape then. This is June the 2nd, 1996. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our world.
What a world, huh?
We're going to talk about that first. What do we have in our world? And why are we offshore? And you keep pleading for us to show up. And we're going to make that very clear. Why, what, where, and when. And the reasons that there will be no showing up until some things are changed. We had a little bit of a roundabout this morning, and I want it on the tapes because sometimes we meet down here, and because we meet and everyone is welcome to come and visit with us, it is now known as and recognized as a cult. And you're going to hear about that later this morning also. And you ones are going to have to face the fact that among you are your betrayers. Now, I'm going to be brief in my explanation of this. Am I guilty of structuring something that could, quote, backfire? Absolutely. And it did. And we wonder always where our, quote, leaks come from. In the last couple of weeks, I have written two extremely confidential private messages to the lawyers. Both of those have already now been fundamentally laid forth in lawsuits in Nevada by Mr. Abbott and Mr. Horton. When we cannot have even a private legal interchange, you have serious, serious trouble. And the attorney is quite new at this. He is proficient, I suppose, in settlement, sitting at a table and having a discourse. He is totally ineffective in the role he's playing. In the last 2 days, there have been two depositions, one of a young lady from Specialized Incorporated, who actually handled the business aspect of the property. Now, I'm telling you that there is no doubt, no quarrel, no nothing, that this case, they have no case. There is no human way it could have happened as it has been presented. But I'm afraid Mr. Ellie let this little one from Specialized, and I'm talking about the little one, Horn. That lady had to answer no question. Mr. Horn interrupted every time. And unless it was something that he could get away with telling her what to say, and Mr. Ellie let this happen for hours. Then yesterday was again the auctioneer, and Mr. Ellie even told him, I'm going to be here because I need another couple of points so I can do my summary judgment request. That is telling your opponent exactly what you're going to do. And when you're working with Stephen Horn, who is the only lawyer on the opposition team for everybody, which proves he's in a conspiracy, and the only questions he's asked of these two in 6 days of depositions have to do with George Green and Abbott in Nevada. And he's been able just to filch and filch and slither in there a little more and a little more. Gene went to visit with the planning person, the commission from Tehachapi person, before he came to the deposition yesterday, and there are Rod Ince's documents all over the man's desk. Now, you once think you can get away with just keeping these wonderful little sweet friendships going, you are being stabbed in the back. And if your intent is to destroy us, I can guarantee you it is an unwise move. Because, you see, that statement will come back that Commander has now threatened you, Commander Ecker Phoenix. So we're going to read a few things. You have to hear it. Because I'm not going to require that Dorma walk into the hornet's nest. She put on her wolf shirt this morning. She didn't know if they were all at her door or she needed a little protection. She dressed twice. She felt the whole T-shirt scene was a bit much. But especially wolves back in front. But sometimes we need to recognize our problems. Now, I'm going to ask that one of you medical people, please, get some ear candles and let's clean out EJ's ears. Five times in deposition, day before, the fire alarm goes off in the dang place five times and he doesn't even hear it. I think maybe a couple of wax candles may help, and maybe four wax candles.
It wasn't a serious fire.
Well, it was today. It got serious today. When every word that is uttered out of her mouth that I project, she is also known as Sananda, Jesus Christ, you name it. These are showing up in lawsuits. Mr. Horton was so incensed that he entered into a lawsuit, him and Mr. Green, and they have no standing even in the court, much less the case. So know that sometimes you can play these games and evil little turkeys come up, you know, to bite you. And that ends up good if your lawyer knows what to do with it. If your lawyer just lets them win, it's not too good, is it? So we're going to have to decide where to go and how to go from here. Audrey and Eric lived in Santa Barbara at the time that I need some information. I want to know, please, somebody go do some research through the papers, find what happened with the savings and loan business. In Santa Barbara, there was a major scandal in the early 80s over missing files and all of it. You're going to find they're going to... all of them be around Bush and Santa Barbara Savings and Reagan, and it's a mess. We have it from the top of the underworld that Santa Barbara Savings was all tangled up in it. Now, we've got a lot of major, major funding contracts out. And you're not going to get them done. Did everybody hear me? You are not going to get them done. Your world doesn't any longer operate in any manner whatsoever that you think it does. Well, this is a good contract, and it's backed by this, and all we have to do is just go because there's somebody in the world that will do good banking business. Forget it. There is nobody in the world that's going to do good banking business. The people and the banks are owned. It doesn't mean that if you can get funds, that it can't be funneled through. You've got major, major world players now. And all of you should be able to begin to be able to look at the players and see the game. The One World Order will not stop at anything. And yet, what is the One World Order? Bush is and has been pushing for the One World Order. But so does Clinton. So do the Khazarian banksters. So you have to look very carefully at the two evil empires. Who literally controls? Who? I remember, the big political deal. George Bush is a wimp. Forget it. George Bush is the strongest one individual man on the globe. And he owns so much involved with Arabs that now you can begin to think who is playing what. And Dorma says, I don't want to hear any more of this. I got enough problems. I have enough problems with ones in my office, much less. I don't have to go. And now we've got my family and friends involved in Greece yet with these banks. Well, they're big boys. Why should Granny here have to do it all? And I am so grateful that some other listeners are beginning to hear God. Up to now, every writing that comes out is automatically assumed it is Dorma's. They have used Desiree's writings against Dorma. George Green left here and told everybody on his mailing list Hatton had gone with him. And yet every writing from Hatton, Doris Ecker is also known as Hatton, Aton, Jesus Christ, Sananda. She's not known as any of those. How many of you came in this room and said, "Hi, Jesus"? This is what we have to deal with. And I would ordinarily not want to do this again on these tapes because we get a bashing mostly from people in here. Our people are tired of hearing about this. I don't care. Does everybody understand me? I don't care how many people are tired of hearing about this. I didn't come here to set up a church. I came here to do a mission, and I had to make contact with people, and by God, those people out there have a right to know what I am doing. And anybody who is just bored with picking up the paper does not have to pick up the paper. But if you don't pick up the paper, don't you come complaining to us. Well, you're just going to lose more of our readers by your attitude. My attitude? I've told you from the very day one what my job is, who I am, and all I've done in the interim period of time is prove it to you. We have a creating job to do. We have a building job to do. Well, I frankly don't want to create and build with ones who just want to throw rocks at us. They can go build and create anywhere else on this globe. But we're not going to sit by and let the evil empire roll over us either. And this one's going to be harder, you know. Some will say, well, maybe Patricia still gives. Maybe Ed Cleary. Oh, come off it. These last betrayals came right out of this operation. Those were private writings.
And I don't get them.
You sure don't, Patricia. Right. And that's why I wanted it said right now.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And now I know all of you are dying to know what's in those writings. Nothing.
Freedom, huh?
Nothing. But you're going to hear what came back. And that is interesting. So we'll get on with that. So we'll let that lay a minute. Why don't I come? Each one of you. Come on, just let us touch you. Just let us feel you. Well, Mr. Horn knows why. Because Mr. Horn badgered Doris continually. What does he look like? Can you feel him? What happens if you touch him? I don't know. I never touched him. Well, do you know what he looks like? Yes? Are you saying then that he is around? Well, I don't see him. I want you to read a couple of days ago. I wrote on this. I want all of you to hear it. I want it to go out on this tape. You're going to think this is not serious. This is deadly serious. And Mr. Horn already has a copy of the law. And they have tried to wangle a way so they can arrest her for alien contact. So somebody has to be smarter than her. And if that's me, then we just have to do it. So maybe, EJ, if you would share that with us. And then I'm happy to talk about these things. I'm not trying to keep secrets from any of you.
This is from the writing Saturday, April 20th, 1996. Heading, on the line, perhaps? correction. Wrong Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Try again. This is from Thursday, May the 30th, 1996.
Quicker than you thought.
Please hold the people in Justice, Montana, in your prayers. It matters not who agrees or disagrees with political or judicial issues. What is about to happen there is a terrible thing. The FBI has moved back the media. That means, in simple English, that they are planning to do something so terrible that they do not want the media to be able to see it or cover it. Each man and woman must do whatever he is going to do. But no, I do not endorse such radical stance because dead martyrs are no longer even noticed. They will simply be discredited, denounced, and proof will be offered as to their fanatical resistance.
I'm going to interrupt right here because I want it on the record. Mr. Greitz went in there and he basically betrayed them. He went in there as an agent basically for the FBI. Charlie Duke, senator from Colorado, one of your greatest patriots, went in there as a paid FBI agent. That's what those freemen have to work with.
However, we honor them for that which they feel to be correct and right. But to continue the stand they have taken ensures the death and invalidation of such as Leroy Schweitzer. I have to remind you that this is all totally integrated with the Bankster control, and that in turn is going to hinge greatly on the outcome of the Israeli election today. The downfall of the Clintons is also a major distracting factor at this time, and also somewhat revolves around the outcome of the election in Israel. Remember that Clinton has proclaimed himself to be a hat-wearing brother of the elite order. Do not forget his stint in KGB land, the Soviet Union. The dirty little politics and politicians are biting the dust in Arkansas, and it will sweep over the larger circle. So many of the close people who know the Clintons' affairs have been bumped off as to expect both Clintons to be somewhere next in line.
And how many of you heard little bitty notation? I told you, governor of Arkansas was dying. And they just now bring up his bad failing liver. He's got to have a liver transplant or he's dead. Well, Mr. Tucker is also going to be in prison. So now is the time to offer that as a humanitarian notion to not send him to prison. He's so sick. And you have to be really quick or you'll miss it as they slip that through. The man is literally without a transplant, a dead man anyway.
Isn't McDougal too a cover? Doesn't he have a major problem? They said he had something wrong with him, too.
Oh, well, it's certainly time to have something wrong, so I don't know. Sort of like Casey's brain tumors.
I note it is now being reported publicly that what I told you several years ago, that drugs are actually shipped nationwide and internationally in Tyson's frozen chickens, it has now been made public on national radio. It will be disallowed to be covered on the usual media, but it is out there, and somebody is going to note it. Bush publicly declared his war on Clinton when he stood up with Dole and backed Dole. He just wanted the world to realize that he, Bush, still has control of the whole thing in opposition to the other powers that be. The opposing players are becoming ever more clearly defined. And readers, do not misunderstand for one single minute. We are not among either ranks of players. Now, in reference to the latter statement, I would offer you some backup information. Several years ago, almost a decade now, Reagan stood before a national TV audience with Bush and his vice president and stated that the U.S. needed desperately to join forces with the Soviets to protect Earth from the extraterrestrials. Well, you never did not work with the Soviet Union, and that facade charade ended with the so-called end of the Cold War. That does not, however, protect the U.S. or the Soviets from the very cosmospheres, the Russian cosmospheres already in space, never minding the extraterrestrials this morning. However, there is always argument about acceptance of possible extraterrestrials, which in its own right I find amusing. You have valid law on your books as to how to handle extraterrestrial contacts of physical nature, from beings to rocks. If you have contact with an extraterrestrial, you are subject to be incarcerated indefinitely while quarantined. It has been amusing to watch Mr. Horn try to get Dharma and EJ to describe their contact and physical descriptions, etc., of her contacts. She doesn't have any, and this is the reason she has none. These people hooked up and into green have done everything imaginable to catch our friends in any predicament on any imagined charge under any buried law they can conjure. No, thank you. I have offered this law to you before, but now that some are considering what may happen in August, I have to speak out. Yes, I did say that Tehachapi is a nice place to be, especially around the middle of August. You ones, however, are expecting a big landing of some kind, and that in itself prevents such a thing from happening. We can't possibly get the motion picture squared around in time for such an event without funding and without this very law being removed. I marvel that more of you are not informed about your own circumstances. You can be angry with me all you wish. It doesn't make any difference. To have contact with an extraterrestrial is worth being jailed and fined immediately. The law itself is called the Extraterrestrial Exposure Law. This law is already passed by Congress. Let us just quote. On October the 5th, 1982, Dr. Brian T. Clifford of the Pentagon announced at a press conference in New York City that contact between U.S. citizens and extraterrestrials or their vehicles is strictly illegal. According to
I want you to get that. That was the Pentagon. Okay.
According to a law already on the books, Title 14, Section 1211 of the Code of Federal Regulations adopted on July the 16th, 1969, before the Apollo moonshots, anyone guilty of such contact automatically becomes a wanted criminal to be jailed for 1 year and fined $5,000. The NASA administrator is empowered to determine, with or without a hearing, that a person or object has been, quote, extraterrestrially exposed, and impose an indeterminate quarantine under armed guard, which could not be broken even by court order.
Does that include our astronauts?
Yes.
There is no limit placed on the number of individuals who could thus be arbitrarily quarantined. The definition of extraterrestrial exposure is left entirely up to the NASA administrator, who is thus empowered with total dictatorial power to be exercised at his slightest caprice, which is completely contrary to the Constitution. According to Dr. Clifford, whose commanding officers have been assuring the public for the last 39 years that UFOs are nothing more than hoaxes and delusions to be dismissed with a condescending smile, quote, "This is really no joke. It's a very serious matter." This legislation was buried in the 1211th subsection of the 14th section of a batch of regulations very few members of government probably bothered to read in its entirety.
Sort of like the Federal Reserve Act.
The proverbial needle in the haystack, and was slipped onto the books without public debate. Thus, from one day to the next, we learn that, without having informed the public, in its infinite wisdom, the government of the United States has created a whole new criminal class, UFO contactees. The lame excuse offered by NASA as a sugar coating for this bitter pill is that extraterrestrials might have a virus that could wipe out the human race. This is certainly one of the many possibilities inherent in such contact, but just as certainly it is not the only one, and in itself is not a valid reason to make all contact illegal or to declare contactees criminals to be jailed and fined immediately. It appears the primary effect of such a law would not be to prevent contact, it would be to silence witnesses. If enforced, the law would prevent publication of contactee reports except under cover of anonymity and unleash a modern inquisition in the land of the free. However, it is unenforceable, so obviously absurd and unfair, that the public will refuse to accept it. The citizens of the United States will greet it with a resounding Bronx cheer and laugh it out of court, forcing it to be repealed. Hatton says, "Want to bet?" It should be replaced by clearly worded legislation, not open to interpretation in a multitude of different ways, humanely relevant to the contingency of ET contact, debated and passed by Congress openly, instead of slipped through under the table without the public being informed. According to NASA spokesman Fletcher Reel, the law as it stands is not immediately applicable, but in case of need, could be quickly made applicable. What this means is that it is ambiguously worded.
What a stupid statement to make. That's to also mislead you, isn't it?
What this means is that it is ambiguously worded so that it can be interpreted either one way or another, as the government desires. It is certainly not a coincidence that Dr. Clifford held his press conference during the period when the popularity of the film E.T. was at its peak. As E.T. portrayed a type of extraterrestrial that was benevolent and lovable, the inference is that the press conference was intended to discourage attempts to communicate or fraternize with UFO occupants. However, instead of having the intended effect, it backfired, causing public furor. There may be some relationship between this fiasco and the next semi-officially endorsed attempt to deal with the subject of extraterrestrials. The TV film, V, which was featured with repeat performances and maximum publicity by major networks worldwide. The aliens portrayed in V are the most horrifying and repulsive nightmares imaginable, who are defeated thanks largely to a CIA hitman specializing in covert operations. The tough guy with a heart of gold, who with the aid of the handsome hero, saves the human race.
That'll be the day.
This is obvious. This is obvious and transparent propaganda, designed to do what the government's widespread use of disinformation and Dr. Clifford's press conference about the absurd lemon of a law already on the books failed to do, squelch attempts to communicate or fraternize with UFO occupants. One way to avoid widespread panic at the announcement of the news that we are under surveillance by non-human intelligent beings with technology far more sophisticated than our own is to point out that this situation is nothing new, but has literally been going on.